This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is the teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Morning Star Cathedral, Lighthouse Chapel International, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message.
Hello. Kakra has been teaching on a powerful subject titled, Stay Within Your Boundaries. Today, he speaks about the will of God. Let's join in.
One thing in the Bible says, Exodus chapter 23, that's our key scripture. I've been sharing from that place. I've been sharing from the theme, winning within your boundaries. Winning within your boundaries. In life, you can lose, but you can also win. But I believe that God wants us to win. Are you understanding me? And the background to this scripture was that God was reminding Israel when he brought them out of Egypt of the promises that he was going to send them to a land that was filled with milk and honey. 28. And I'll set hornets before thee, which shall drive out the Hivite, the Canaanite, and the Hittite from before thee. I will not do it in 1 year, 29, lest the land become desolate and the beasts of the field multiply against thee. 30. By little and little, I'll drive them out from before thee, until thou be increased and inherit the land. 31. I will set your boundaries. God told Israel, you don't have limitless grace. There's nobody with limitless power, limitless resources, limitless finances, limitless whatever. God says, I will set or fix your boundaries. So what it means is that as Christians, we have boundaries. And I said the boundary means a point beyond which it's not possible to go. It also means a point beyond which you are not allowed to go. It also means the least and the highest that is allowed. So God said, I will fix or set your boundaries. Then he started describing their boundaries. From the Red Sea onto the Great River. Then it says that it's from one point to the next point. Then he said, from the desert to the river. So God gave four cardinal points. He said, I'm going to fix your boundaries. And he said, once you remain within these boundaries, you'll be invincible. But if you move out of your boundaries, he said, if you go out to war, you will be defeated. Now these boundaries, they were boundaries that had to deal with land. But now we have boundaries, but our boundaries don't have to deal with land. There are different types of boundaries that God has set around us. And most of the time, these boundaries are spiritual boundaries. So last week, I started sharing on invincible. And I said, in life, the word invincible means difficult to defeat. And you must realize that God has boundaries around you. And the first boundary that you must recognize is the boundaries of the word of God. That as a Christian, if you remain within the boundaries of the word of God, you will be invincible, difficult to defeat. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall never pass away. So all you need to do is to remain within the boundaries of the word of God. And the devil knows it. That once you remain within the boundaries of the word of God, he cannot defeat you. So for example, financially, you must remain in the boundaries of the word of God. In your Christian life, you must remain in the boundaries of the word of God. You are going to get married, you must remain in the boundaries of the word of God. You are a husband, you must remain in the boundaries of the word of God. You are a wife, you must remain in the boundaries of the word of God. You are a businessman, you must remain in the boundaries of the word of God. Why? Because it is your defense. So is the word of God. But most of the time, we are tempted to leave the boundary. Pressure can make you leave. Fear can make you leave. Hurts can make you leave. Disappointment can make you leave. Undermining of people can make you leave. Money can make you leave. Your mind can make you leave. Your friends can make you leave. The devil can make you leave. But it is our cardinal responsibility to remain within our boundaries. our responsibility. In a marital situation, frustration and anger can make you leave your boundaries. Because the person that you are married to can be treating you with weapons outside the word of God. And you may be tempted to abandon the principles of the word of God and also use the principles of this world. But the minute you do that, you have exited your boundaries. Whatever it takes, we may be in pain, but let's remain there. We may be broke, but let's remain there. We may be weak, but let's be there. Frustrated, let's be there. Bitter, but let's be there. Why? Because I have noticed that in the long run, the word of God triumphs over everything. In the long run. Today, I want to talk about the next boundary. God said, from the Red Sea to the Sea of the Philistines, and from the desert to the river. So in other words, we have cardinal points that determine this boundary. The second boundary is the will of God. When I say the will of God, what does it mean? It just means to leave God to make the choices of your life. To leave God to make the choices of your life. The way of God. In Luke chapter 22 verse 42, let's read the scripture. It captures Jesus praying about choices. At the end of the day, you have your choice. God also has a choice, which means his will. Now, listen to the prayer. Luke 22 verse 42. Jesus was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane. Father, if thou be willing, in other words, God, you have your own choice. Remove this cup from me. He said, if this is your choice, that I don't go to the cross, and you, that is your choice, he said, please, let this cup pass from me. Don't let me choose this thing. Nevertheless, not my will, that Jesus said, but my job here is not that I want to make my own choices. He said, the goal of my life is to make choices consistent with the choices that you make for me. It may be painful, but if that's your choice, I take it. Nevertheless, not my way, but thine be done. So here, two different wills or choices are being compared. The choices of God and the choices of Jesus himself. And I think it describes a Christian life. Normally speaking, every human being has things that he will choose if he's left alone. But at the end of the day, God also has his own choices. So most of the time, throughout your Christian life, you will find yourself wrestling between your own choices and the choices of God, or your own will and the will of God. And this fight, it never ends till you die. It's a struggle. You always feel it. In John chapter 5, Jesus said, in verse 30, I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is just. For I seek not my own will. In other words, I am not here to make choices for myself, but the will of him that sent me. As a Christian, if you are ever going to be a successful Christian, this is the one single thing that will determine the course and the outcome of your walk with God. Will you make the choices yourself, or you allow God to make the choices? Very serious, very difficult, but I can say that it's very, very difficult to allow the will of God or the choices of God to come to pass in your life. In John 5:19, Jesus said again, the Son can do nothing of himself but what he seeth the Father do. In other words, he said, everything that I do, I don't do it because I want to do it. He said, I do it because the Father wants me to do it. He said, what he seeth the Father do. You know, when I started life as a Christian, I realized that this was the one single thing that I had to make a decision about. I was born again. I knew God. I was going to church. I was serious. I was singing praise and worship. I was praying. I was doing everything. But I realized that the most difficult part of yourself to surrender is your will. A human being is made up of spirit, soul, and body. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23, the Bible says, I pray God, your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So the Bible says that every part of your being is to be blameless. And a human being is a spirit, he has a soul, and he lives in the body. When you become born again, it's your spirit that becomes born again. So your spirit is given to God. Then you have to now go on and give your body to the Lord. Then you have to control the body. That's why Paul said, I keep under my body. 1 Corinthians 9, 27. And bring it into subjection. Lest by any means, when I preach to others, I myself should be a castaway. In other words, you have to control the body. Now, if you thought that controlling the body is difficult, then try releasing your will. When I see Christians who are struggling with the works of the flesh, I say these people, they are in class 3. That is the lowest form of holiness. The lowest you can ever find. Controlling your anger, controlling your emotions, controlling your bitterness, controlling your fear, controlling your hatred, controlling your jealousy, controlling fornication, all those things, those are the things that you are struggling with. Well, welcome to primary school. If you thought that was hard, let me tell you something. Jesus never struggled with his flesh. Why? It was easy. The only thing that he struggled with was his will. He even prayed that God would change it. It tells you that to release your will to God is the most difficult thing a Christian can do. But the minute you can do that, that's when the power of God begins to flow through you.
Very difficult. Thanks for tuning in. Join us same time tomorrow for the continuation of this exciting message.
You are here, you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. You want to give your life to Him. You know you are far from God, or you are a backslider, and you want to give your life to Jesus. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Wash me with your blood. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my heart. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says that, dear pastor, I had not heard from my uncle for 8 years. Nobody knew where he was. And I asked you to pray that my uncle will be located. After your prayer, within a few weeks, my uncle contacted the family. Now we are reconnected. I give God the glory. Put your hands together for Jesus.
Good values have to be chosen intentionally, because there are people around, they will try to change your values.
Who you are is a reflection of your values. Your values are developed consciously or unconsciously. Success is conscious, and Christian values have to be developed consciously. This message will inspire you to develop the right values for a successful Christian life. You can order this message series through the following means. Place your order on Facebook by posting Order Values at the comment section or message window. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org or call us on WhatsApp, or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 790 10. That's +233 55 790 10. You can place a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. That's +233 20 7575 215. Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means.
Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you, even if it is a brief note.